today is the day that you needed to be very happy. Because Jesus has completed his work and he has promised and he has delivered. He has given us the Holy Ghost, whereby that is what we needed to use from henceforth to be able to bear the image of God. So it is important that you must find yourself in the presence of God. It is important that you must then begin to realize that you have what it takes. It is now that you must begin to realize that, yes, Jesus has promised me the Holy Ghost. He has promised me the Holy Spirit, and he has delivered. He has given to me that spiritual power for me to be able to live in accordance to God. Because all that Christ has come to do 2 Sundays ago, last Sunday, was the promise to deliver the Holy Ghost. And also through that which you and I can have the resemblance, the conformity in the image of God. And I pray that as you listen to the word of God today, you would be transformed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want to walk with me quickly, I need the first lesson. What does the first verse say there? In the book of Amos, chapter 9, very powerful, the word of the Lord that has come to us today. The book of Amos, chapter 9, I need you to just read to me verse 11. I will be dwelling more on the second lesson, which is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. But for you to be able to understand the purpose of why you are here today and to grasp the efficacy of the lessons, the two texts of today, then I need you to first read to me verse 11 of Amos chapter 9. Yes?
In that day,
now listen to very carefully. The Bible says, in that day,
I will raise up the tabernacle.
When it comes to tabernacle, there is no other tabernacle. The Bible says there is no other foundation that can be laid except that one which is already laid before, already, which is Christ Jesus. So when God was giving them that message through Amos, that I will raise up a tabernacle, he was actually referring to the tabernacle of our Lord Jesus Christ. The tabernacle where he himself, God the Father and the Holy Spirit, will dwell, and where we, the children of the Lord, will also dwell with him in the place that he has prepared for us. Yes? Uh-huh. That has fallen. Hallelujah. How has it fallen? I remember I told you last week Sunday, remember, that we have come short of the glory of the Lord. The Lord drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. Where the Lord is the tabernacle of our Lord God. You know, in the Garden of Eden, God will come to Adam and talk to them because they bear the same image at that point in time. The likeness of God was in the life of Adam. So God will come. And anywhere God will descend will always be the tabernacle of our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it has fallen. We have come short of the glory. But thanks to Jesus Christ who came, died for us, resurrected, promise of the Holy Ghost, gave it to us. And now we become joint heir of the kingdom of God, which is very powerful. So you must gladly come to the realization of the promises of God which has been fulfilled over you. And therefore, you must receive. The Bible says, which has fallen, but the Lord himself has raised it up. Jesus Christ, through the death and the resurrection, raised the tabernacle up. Yes? Uh-huh.
And close up the breaches.
And close up the bridges. Yes?
And I will raise up his ruins.
And I will raise up his ruins. We have been ruined. Remember, I told you last week. Tiko, Baba, Jekin, Shat, Akin, Fiakin, Watu, Shiri, Abibeko.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, if the first covenant has been faultless, then there is no need to sort for the second one. So the ruins must be raised up, must be built again. So the promises of God for us is that we have been damaged. God needed to come through Jesus Christ to bring us back, to restore us back to the joy of salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Christ has performed that beautifully. On the cross of Calvary, he rose up on the third day, he ascended into heaven and brought back the Holy Ghost. He came to the disciples, he breathed into them, they received the Holy Ghost. Remember, that was the process of what God did to Adam anyway. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ did it unto his disciples. And that is why you and I, today, we find ourselves to be able to be conformed through the Holy Ghost. The past pastor does not need to be here for a miracle of God to happen. Hallelujah. Because it is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. Before you know what is happening now, a child of 10 years old, 5 years old, can go into the Spirit. And once he goes into the Spirit, she begins to give what? The messages of God. And that is the beauty, the awesomeness of the Spirit of God. I pray that our Spirit will continually dwell in our midst in the name of Jesus. Quickly, yes?
And I will build it as in the days of old.
Listen to what the Bible says. I will build it as in the days of the old. In the days of the old, we are talking about when Adam was in conformity with God. When the Spirit of the Lord was in conformity. When everything was perfect. There was nothing that was against anything. God would come to Adam. They would talk. He has not lost the spiritual element in himself at that point in time. And the Bible says, I will return them back. Restore us back to the joy of salvation. Restore us back to the joy of salvation. And that is the promise of God. He has done it. I pray that God works upon our life will continue to be efficient in the name of Jesus. Amen. Continue quickly.
That they may possess the remnant of Edom.
Now that we may possess the remnant of Edom.
And of all the eating brought by my name. Saith the Lord that doeth this.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Today I'll take the title of my sermon to be the promise of the eternal glory that came through hope. I don't know if you want to write down. The promise of the eternal glory. A lady eating Benin Ogo, the eternal glory through which we received it by hope. We received it by hope. So I would love the media to put our Bible reference on the board so that we can work together. Now, if you go to the second lesson, Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and that is where I'm going to be dwelling, verse 1 to 10. Ephesians chapter 2, you know I love to have two texts of the Bible, so if you can open New Living Translation, if you have the new NIV, which are, you know, they're all good.
And you.
We were dead. That's exactly what was explained in the first lesson. The promise of the eternal glory through which we received by hope. So, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. That we have come short of the glory. And inasmuch as anyone that has come short of the glory cannot attain the fullness of glory. And that is why the Bible says, I will restore them back. The ruins, I will build them again. Like in the days of the former hold. Yes? And sin. Yeah, but because of what has happened in the Garden of Eden, the children of God began to walk according to the prince of the air, that demonic power, that satanic power. People began to walk according to the prince of the air, the spirit. Yes.
Oh, the baby, emi na ni, emi kana lo tun sise me ki se ti emi Olorun lele.
Emi to nsise nisin ninu awon omo kini, alive se kini, alive born. It is, you can imagine how someone can begin to do evil looking for the downfall of another person. It's beyond understanding. And these are the spirit walking in them. And that is why the Bible says, these are the spirit that has been walking in the children of disobedience. But now, verse 3, yes?
Among whom also,
we've all had our conversation. We are living with them. We are living in this world, in the sinful world, in this world that everyone has seen. We have come short of the glory. We were born in sin. In sin did our mother conceive us. And so many things have been wrong.
In the lust of our flesh.
Fulfilling the desire. And remember last week Sunday, Jesus nailed sin to the cross. Then the body became dead to the sin. Yes?
And of the mind.
And we are by nature
nature, we have been condemned to the wrath of our Lord Jesus Christ. Or God, should I say. If God should want to mark iniquities, the Bible says, who can stand? So, by nature, if, you know, Romans chapter 6, verse 23 also says that the wages of sin is what? It's death. So, by nature, everyone is meant to face the wrath of God. But because God loves us so much, he gave us his only begotten son. So, we were transformed. We were changed. Yes, quickly.
Even as others.
Yes. But God that is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so much loved the world he gave you, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. And that is God so rich in mercy. So rich in mercy. And he gave us that plan of salvation to restore the joy of that of salvation back to us. And we must continue to be thankful. If I didn't believe Christ had not come, yes?
Yes.
Listen to that. Even when we were dead in sin, because I'll be dwelling on that 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, the Bible says, even when we were dead in sin. Oh my God. How did he quicken us?
By grace.
By grace. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He had quickened us together with Christ. Now, listen to that. Together with Christ. What Christ passed through, what he went through from the day of Palm Sunday throughout that week until the Sunday of Easter, the Bible says we were ever make again.
Even when we were dead,
because we have been condemned to the wrath of our Lord of God. So we were dead in sin anyway because we live in sin. Now the Bible says, he had quickened us together with Christ. Because what Christ went through, he restored back the spirit that has been lost. And that is why he came in a new glory. He came in a new glory. If you listen, we are going to treat some of the songs that we sang today, and then you can fully understand what I'm talking about. He came in a new glory, and the Bible says we are connected through with Christ because of the process of what he went through. Yes?
And
now has raised us up together. Now, have we sat together in heaven now? Hallelujah. Let's treat that place. If you look at the word of that Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 5, even when we were dead in sin, had quickened us. So it means that anyone in Christ Jesus had already received the spirit of quickening. Hallelujah. Remember, a meeting sonny dear Layeni Christi. The Bible says in that 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44, 45 there, it says the first man, Adam, is a living soul. But the next man, which is Jesus Christ, it is the spirit that quickens the body. So in as much as you have received God, Jesus Christ, through the process that Jesus went through Sunday, last week Sunday, I rose up again, he went into heaven, ascended into heaven, he received the Holy Ghost. John chapter 16, verse 14, verse 16. John chapter 15, verse 21, 29. He received the Holy Ghost. He said, if I do not go, you cannot receive the Holy Ghost. And that is the Holy Ghost that has been working in us. It has quickened our body. Then God is giving us a future reference now that he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, we are saved. Listen to that. And has raised us up. We are still alive here now. But also for we pay to Christians. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to that very carefully. Epamika verse 6 now. So, what that means is that in as much as you believe, in as much as you accept the Lord as your Lord and personal Savior, and you believe and receive the Holy Ghost into your life, the Bible is confirming to you that he will raise you up and make you sit together in what? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus.